And 3 months ago, you said that they would announce that Madoff had cancer, and now they've floated that out there. How did you know that was going to happen?
I had some information from other people, but I backed into it as well. The next thing is he'll have a heart attack, supposedly be taken out and buried, and probably end up at the hands of the plastic surgeon so he can go and live in Israel or Paraguay or wherever they're going to put him.
Well, Ken Lay, I mean, we know that was staged. That's even come out in foreign news.
That's right. And then we have the young man, Timothy McVeigh, who supposedly was executed. I have my doubts about that as well.
Well, local reporter said he was breathing when they took him out.
Well, there you go. And I think they take these people to other destinations, and they live happily ever after.
Now, when you were working in black ops against the Soviets, I mean, I've read even 50 years ago, they took large portions of special forces and would even stage their deaths or change their names, give them plastic surgery, change their ears, their nose. That's declassified. So why wouldn't they do that with Madoff or Ken Lay? I mean, that's what they do in the witness protection program. They stage the deaths a lot.
That's right. And so I think that's the way this has gone. They take care of their own. That's the way they do it. If you step out of line, you know, you get assassinated.